This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you like the DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Listen up, everybody. Better than nothing, better than a lot of things, better than the best, so some people say. So what does that mean? We're pluperfect here on the DJV show, I guess. Jennifer Horn is here, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen to start another hour. In the Monday program. Yep, Monday! Kara, seems like only seconds ago we were saying, have a nice weekend. And it was, I hope. Well, it's hot. 103 degrees here yesterday on the farm. What was it in New York City? That may be the story, Victoria. You get started with how hot. There's a line there. Sounds like an old Johnny Carson tonight. How hot was it?
Yeah, we had a heat wave in New York City all weekend. So luckily, no one lost power in Manhattan, at least. So that was good because that's kind of one of those things. You know, the power dims a bit, and then you wonder, okay, how long do we have with AC? But luckily, the grid hung in there, and we were all right through the weekend.
But can you imagine?
Today is 96 or 97, so it's kind of just as hot.
Can you imagine? 150, 200 years ago, no electricity.
No.
People would sleep on ice
cubes. Riding across the prairie in a covered wagon.
Yeah.
That's my worst nightmare.
Oh, no showers, man. No water, no nothing. Yeah, exactly. Mm. All right, welcome to Jennifer's world. That's what her neighborhood is like today.
And it's actually not. You know what? It's, what is it? It was about 80 degrees yesterday.
Yeah.
Easy peasy.
Nice.
That's
all
nice.
Right, so Victoria, what other trending things do we have to slide into here?
Well, LeBron, say that four times fast. He is the number one trending item all over social media. He made his big decision. He will leave Cleveland for the second time in 8 years. He is going to, dun-dun-dun, the Los Angeles Lakers for $154 million and a four-year contract.
So where is his house in Los Angeles, Jennifer? I know he has a place there somewhere.
I don't know where his house is, but I know that this was no big secret. Everybody was like, oh, is he going to stay? Is he not? Apparently, he had enrolled his kids in school already before they officially made the decision, so that should have been some indication as to what he was going to do.
Right.
Well, the interesting thing is, though, on Saturday, he met with Magic Johnson, who's one of the owners of the Lakers, and they met for several hours, and apparently that was the deciding factor. So I don't know about the school thing. I haven't seen that, but that was that's when the Lakers decided that that was the right move for him, and they were going to let him make the announcement whenever he wanted to. July 1st was the first day of free agency. A lot of people didn't think he was going to make an announcement for a while, so apparently it came down to Cleveland versus L.A., and I think if we all have talked about how good he was in Trainwreck, the movie, and he's been doing lots of commercials, I think L.A. makes a lot of sense for the next phase of his career. I think he sees himself very much like a Shaq, kind of, you know, following in his footsteps with maybe TV and movie roles and things like that. So L.A. makes the most sense that that's where he would go. 4 years and $154 million, that puts him at 37 years old at the end of that deal. That will probably be the end of his career as well. And the good thing about the Lakers, they still have money beyond this deal to actually get another couple players in there who could maybe set themselves up for a championship in the next few years. It won't happen right away, but with LeBron's kind of tutelage, I think that that's what they're thinking. He's known to be great with younger players. He's very much a mentor. He's kind of like a Tom Brady type in that sense. Like, he's a strong leader. So I think it's good news for the Lakers. It's going to be a while before anyone really considers them a threat to Golden State, but it's a much better move than Cleveland. Cleveland's just been kind of, even though they keep making championships, they're on the decline. So sad for Clevelanders.
In terms of, it's 100 and how many million?
154 million for
over how many years?
4 years.
Over 4 years. All right, so that's close to 40 million a year, right? Yeah, 40 million.
Well, yeah, because Cleveland offered him 35.6 a year, which was their option. And
it wasn't a four-year deal. It was a one-year deal, I think, wasn't it?
They would have kept him forever, so I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm sure that,
right. You
know, free agency.
So what does that do to the Cleveland franchise, to the value of the Cleveland franchise?
It's not great.
Yeah. All right.
He shouldn't go back to Cleveland for a while. He's going to be one of the most hated men.
He won't be popular. All right, Victoria, what else do we have cooking?
Well, some interesting stuff happened yesterday, July 1st. There are hundreds of new laws that went into effect that maybe many people don't really know about. I'll give you some of the highlights. In Seattle, it is now illegal to use plastic straws and utensils. Businesses can opt for, now this is for all food service businesses, they can opt for straws and utensils made from more environmentally friendly materials such as paper, steel, and bamboo. And so there are actual compostable, what looks like plastic forks and knives and things like that. So that's probably what you'll be seeing. Down in Florida, you can now, you have to be 18 to get married, which seems like a normal law, but apparently in Florida, it was not the law up until now. In San Francisco, they are the first.
A number of southern states have, I think you can get married
up 16 to 18. I guess.
Southern states, yeah.
In San Francisco, they became the first major city in the U.S. to reach the $15 minimum wage mark. And that went into effect. It went up from $14, and city voters.
Small businesses take the pipe as a result of that.
Well, city voters voted on it. They passed the initiative.
They vote on it, but they're not the ones. Most of them are not the ones who have the small businesses. I'm sure small business owners didn't vote for it. $14, you get $14, $15, $16 an hour, and you're talking some serious change for a lot of small businesses that don't have the ability to pay that kind of dough. So what do? You pull the plug. There's many service industries that just don't have that kind. That just, the competition is too, and that's what enhances, what it doesn't, see, two and two doesn't make four here for people. This is why many businesses will break the law to bring in people who are illegally here to work for less money. You can say, oh, those greedy bastards, they just want to make more money. I'm telling you, most small businesses in this country are not, they're okay, they're doing all right. They can pay the help and the owner gets ahead a little bit, but we're not talking about vast sums of money here. And when it gets to the point, if your business is close to the edge and you have a choice of staying in business or paying $15 an hour, you're going to choose staying in business, and you're going to hire people who are not here legally, and thus the situation that we have been talking about for years is underscored, and it becomes a vicious cycle. It's the minimum wage law is so flawed, and the idea of people making what they're worth versus what some government agency says they're worth, it's folly. And
who's going to be in the honor system, though, and say, I think you are worth $15 an hour if the law doesn't make me pay you that?
The law doesn't make you pay. The law makes you hire somebody who's illegal. That's what the law does.
The market will typically dictate that, too. If, you know, if Chick-fil-A is paying one thing and, you know, In-N-Out Burger is paying another or whatever. I mean, if you trust capitalism usually makes those kinds of things work without the minimums.
Well, we have a generation of people who don't trust capitalism, and they want the government to take care of everything and be the mastermind of everybody's life.
That's not entirely true. There are people who cannot live on that amount of money, and there are people with several jobs who are still making only that money. That's not fair. When parents are working on three jobs,
according to whom?
That's not the business's fault.
Not my fault. Because the guy hasn't got any skill and can't afford to.
Doesn't have any skill? That's not what I'm saying. Never mind.
Well, no.
We disagree on this, so it's fine.
Okay, so we can't disagree without being disagreeable. There's not a line in the sand here for this sort of thing. Disagreeing doesn't fix it.
If people are working 40 hours a week in whatever industry they're in, they should be able to live on that.
What is that? Should according to whom? I don't disagree with you. It'd be nice if the business is paid. I'm the expert when it comes to farming, when it comes to the food industry, and this country has so disrespected the sources. I read something yesterday. The American family farmers' reality is falling apart, literally. We don't respect. So this is an educational thing as much as anything else. Why do you think I have encouraged people to come to my farm to see what's going on? So they understand what it takes, how it operates, and what it takes to raise animals that are healthy or to grow produce that's healthy. This is an expensive environment, agriculture. And so you want to have good stuff, or you want to have things that make you sick. And then you have to go pay somebody to take care of you. And that, so that portion of our commerce, if you will, is more valued, apparently, than the sources that we have for food. That's the way, really, it's boiling down. It's smarter to buy cheap food and then kill yourself and have somebody try to put the pieces back together again. And you know how expensive it is to buy a box of Kleenex in the hospital. So, I mean, it's a whole educational thing that we have come down to. The respect, I think farmers, there isn't one farmer that I know, the owner of the farm, who's making $15 an hour, never mind the people who are working on the farm. So where do we teach people, how do people learn what it costs to grow and have good food, good sources of food? That's I think the basic problem, and it certainly is in agriculture. I can't speak to other businesses, but I can speak to farming and agriculture, and I know the disrespect is replete in this country for having or understanding what it costs to grow good food. These people don't understand it, so that's why we have people coming illegally here for $10 an hour, whatever they get paid, to work in the fields, because we don't respect what it costs to pay people to grow the food. We just don't. So we respect the pill company. We expect the hospital. We respect all of them. And listen to Jennifer. And we were all just talking about Jennifer's mother before we went on the air, and the kinds of ridiculous realities we have to face in the medical world. What it costs insurance companies, or what it costs you if you don't have insurance. Think about it for a sec. And what values there are. So anyway, I know we can disagree without being disagreeable, but the minimum wage is folly, and it is recipe for disaster. But to have people, the other side of it is to get people to understand that what it's worth to work on a farm, or what it's worth to work as a plumber's assistant, or what it's worth to work in the CRN studio in Los Angeles, whatever. Tough stuff.
Yeah, it's tough. We just have to remember both sides of the aisle. And, mm-hmm. you know, Victoria said something kind of interesting. Is 40 hours, does that guarantee you, something that's a sustainable salary? And I guess maybe that's where the divide is, because I think that for someone who's making minimum wage at McDonald's, that I don't have to guarantee that they're going to be able to support a whole family, because I want them to become the manager of McDonald's. I want them to move up and use this as kind of using a minimum wage job as a springboard. But I don't know.
But plenty of single parents already do that and work themselves up in the chain of places like that. So it's not just hiring single people or kids in high school or out of high school. There are a lot of parents and people trying to support families working at minimum wage jobs. And because they're already clocking in more than 40 hours a week, they still can't support a family. That's what I'm saying. I just don't think that's right.
20 past the hour in the DJV program. ED, it's embarrassing, and the prescription drugs can be so expensive. $40 or more a dose, that's too much. Recently, I was introduced to the nicest people at Marley Drug in North Carolina. It's a pharmacy there with a generic prescription treatment for ED that can lower your per-dose cost to around $2 a tablet. Speak to a pharmacist at Marley Drug. Call 800-601-0310. 800-601-0310. Marley Drug, 800-601-0310.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Change at the hour here on the Monday DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, and Kara. I watched a couple of repeats for NCIS Los Angeles. Very exciting. And Blue Bloods. Man.
Oh,
and I at the tip of, I'm really at the tip of the iceberg when it comes to exciting. Actually, I went to two movies this weekend. I saw Ocean's 8. And the Star Wars thing. I had seen the Star Wars. Was it Thursday? I think I talked about it on the air on Friday. Yeah. And then the Ocean's 8 thing was good. I didn't put together that she was playing Danny Ocean's sister, Sandra Bullock. And I also didn't know that he was dead. Did anybody else know that he wasn't? Did Danny Ocean?
Spoiler alert. Spoiler alert.
I don't remember Ocean's 13. I don't remember him dying at the end. Doesn't he get back together with Julia Roberts or something at the end?
Right. Yeah.
Well, I guess that was just...
They were taking liberty.
Yeah. They squashed any ideas that Clooney might be back.
Be another one. All right. Well, no, they left it open that he may not be dead. That kind of is what came through to me anyway. All right. So anybody else see anything that was of value?
Yeah, we actually saw two movies that were not new, but old movies. One was a recommendation from Kara, that movie Get Out. Oh, my gosh, that was so, so good. That was
so much better than I thought.
That's, what's his name? Daniel Kaluuya, is it, Kara?
He was nominated
for an Oscar.
He was in the new Black Panther movie, which is, it was funny, you were watching that, and I was watching Black Panther. He was in both of them.
And Bradley Whitford and Catherine Keener. And Allison Williams from Girls. It's a thriller. It was so good. It was a really intellectual.
That looks like a pretty creepy crawly thing.
No, it wasn't at all. It was just a psychological thriller.
Yeah, right. Scary.
It wasn't really scary though, because I'm a big chicken when it comes to that. It was really good. Yeah. And then last night we watched the second Kingsman movie with Colin Firth and Taron Egerton. That was really, really good. Better than the first one.
Yeah. I could sing a chorus of Blue Eye, Blue Eye, but nobody would get the connection, at least nobody here. Would they? Anybody know what the connection is?
Blue Eye, Blue Eye?
Done by a group called the Kingsmen. Okay. Da-da-da-da-da. Let's go to television tonight, Jennifer.
Well, we have a brand new episode of Double Dare on Nickelodeon. That's at 8 o'clock. Teen Mom 2 is new tonight at 9, followed by Teen Mom OG. That's at 10 o'clock. I know that's what Doug will be watching.
Who watches that stuff?
A lot of people. apparently. On Lifetime, they have two new episodes of Live PD. You can check that out at 9 and 9:30. Cash Cab is new tonight on Game Show Network. That starts at 8 o'clock. On the networks, we've got a few new things. It's not a total graveyard around the networks. CBS has a brand new episode of Salvation tonight. I believe this is a season finale. That's at 9 o'clock, followed by an episode of Elementary. On ABC, it's Bachelorette Night. Carol will be drinking her red wine, watching Becca try to make a tough decision. That's at 8 o'clock. The Proposal is a new dating show, or engagement show, I guess I should say. That's at 10. On, let's see. That's about it for new stuff.
Is that any good?
I haven't seen it yet. CW has a new episode of Penn & Teller, Fool Us, followed by a new episode of Whose Line at 9 o'clock.
All right. Okay, let's get to some music news here. 26 after the hour. Cher has announced, I saw the trailer for Mamma Mia. Again, the movies is so interesting to see Cher there. She's going to steal that show, I bet you. Cher announcing that she has a new album in the works. It'll be out probably in September. She hasn't released anything new since her 25th studio album in 2013 called Closer to the Truth, which included a number one single on the dance club song chart called Woman's World. She's got a busy summer ahead of her before the album release. Going to play the mother in Mamma Mia 2. I don't get that. She and Meryl Streep are the same
age. How
is
she Meryl Streep's mother? I know. Yeah. I guess that is weird.
It is weird. Yeah. Anyway. But she's also performing a run of dates in Washington at the MGM National Harbor Theater August 4th to the 12th. That'd be a nice take. Really, Kara, I bet the ticket's pretty expensive. What does it cost to see her when you go to Las Vegas or someplace? Is she like the same as everybody else? $200, $300?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway. Lot of dough. 28 and change past the hour. Good luck to Cher from the DJV gang.
The scales of life. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Some decisions in life are big and some are heavy. The bigger and heavier the decision, the more important it is for you to weigh the consequences. Or is it? I guess where I'm going with this is that it's not just the big and heavy decisions that need to be weighed. It's all of them. Even the tiniest of choices has consequences. And in life, it's important for you to realize that small decisions matter just like big decisions do. Because at the end of it all, it will be all of your decisions that impacted your entire life, not just a select few. Be mindful that every decision you encounter, no matter the size, will ultimately be weighed on the scales of life. For guidance along the way, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis. And be sure to like us on Facebook.
Geico presents unhelpful home improvement how-tos.
Nothing's worse than walking into your garage and realizing a thief has ridden off with your bike. So today, I'll teach you how to burglar-proof your home with a pudding-filled moat. All you need is a backhoe, a drawbridge, and thousands of gallons of butterscotch pudding. Now let's start digging.
You could try to protect your stuff with pudding, or you could get covered for personal property loss through the Geico Insurance Agency. Call Geico and see how affordable homeowners insurance.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A historic victory south of the border for a leftist leader to be Mexico's next president. And President Trump is extending an olive branch to the victor, reaching out to congratulate Andres Manuel López Obrador on winning Sunday's election and saying he's looking forward to working with him. On another front, President Trump says access to abortions could one day be an issue decided state by state in America.
Maybe someday it will be to the states. You never know how that's going to turn out. That's a very complex question. The Roe v. Wade is probably the one that people are talking about.
Trump also telling Fox News overturning the Roe v. Wade decision legalizing abortion nationwide could be the result of the appointment of a new Supreme Court justice. And this is USA Radio News.
I'm Captain Obvious, and Hotels.com rewards me basically everywhere I stay.
Hey!
So why am I outside my beachfront suite, aimlessly leading a 40-guest conga through the streets of Myrtle Beach?
Hey!
Because Hotels.com lets me do me.
Hey!
And because once you start a conga, apparently it's impossible to stop.
Hey!
I have no idea where I'm leading these people. Hey! Hotels.com. You do you and get rewarded.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How do you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States, and the Ad Council.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S., the Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber, go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
DJV show, you'll love the DJV podcast. It's full of exclusive bonus content. Just search for DJV show on iTunes, Google Play, or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Monday, July the 2nd, first Monday of the 7th month of the year. How do you feel about that, Jennifer? Pretty exciting, huh?
Oh, I love it, yes.
Ah, you see. Hoo-ha. Today on the DJV program, Jennifer, Victoria, Karen, and I celebrate World UFO Day. UFOs.
I read that sightings are down now.
Really? Why?
I wonder why.
People aren't looking?
I don't know. There's a big story out yesterday that E.T. has gone home. That was the headline because no one's seeing it. I don't know. I think maybe it's that people are just so focused on their phones that they're not looking up towards the sky anymore.
I agree with you. I think that's probably what is really going on because the UFOs everywhere. They've been the stuff of legends for centuries, but not until the 1950s when the freaking flying saucers grabbed national attention. Mainstream attention, if you will. So, if you think back to when you were a kid, how much of this stuff has been a part of you and your lore. Mother talked to you about them. Father talked to you. When I was a youngster, I saw this, that, and the other thing. Anyway, I'm not sure why July 2nd is the day. It represents the anniversary of the all but confirmed 1947 incident in Roswell, New Mexico. Believers claim a UFO crash landed there in the American Southwest. The government has been covering it up ever since. So the birth of the UFO, the term UFO, unidentified flying object, coined by the U.S. Air Force. Officer's name was Edward Ruppelt. July 2nd, 1947, the Roswell incident. Farmers in Roswell report hearing a large crash. Later, citizens recover wreckage of what is purported to be a flying saucer. So there it is. There's part of the lore in those movies, Independence Day. Well, it's been part of the lore of lots of different movies. We used to be on a radio station there. It was KUFO. Right across the street, literally across the street from a huge Air Force base that no longer is in operation, that some say was connected in part to the activities out in the base, which is way outside of town. But they use that area now for either retired planes or planes that are waiting to be sold to somebody else. American has about 100 planes on the ground there that they're no longer using, and so do a couple of other airlines. So if you drive through town, you can look off as you're headed out of town to the south, right-hand side of the big Air Force base, which no longer has Air Force. They're all over the Southwest, though. The Southwest is dotted with old Air Force bases that have old planes, not just commercial planes, but Air Force planes. You can go around. It's fascinating. I love this kind of stuff. So anytime I've driven through, you can go to Tucson in that area, and you can go into the desert, what they call, let's see, what is it, where Andy Devine Road is. There's a, it begins with an M, I can't remember. There's a big place outside of Kingman, that's it. Yeah, it's Kingman, Arizona, yeah. Right. Anyway, so the UFO story. So who believes in UFOs? Kara, you a believer in UFOs? Yes or no?
I believe in aliens. I don't believe that they're all hanging out and flying around the Earth. Because
how'd they get here, then?
What do you mean? I know that you think that we're all. I know you think that we're all aliens and that they're all hanging out with us. I personally think that there's life on other planets and they don't give a crap about us. Why would they? Because obviously, if they're able to get around, or if they could fly around here, then their technology is way better than us. So why would they care about us? So
no, it's not that they care. We're just talking about the vehicles themselves.
But no, I don't. I don't really think that UFOs flying above.
So
the
you
US
think they get
thing.
Here through some?
I don't know. I don't think that. I do not think that there are aliens on this planet.
Really?
So I'm saying I do not think that they have come here and that they're, you know, flying around in UFOs and hanging out with
so
us.
So you think I arrived here in the normal course of things?
I don't know about you. No, maybe you're the exception to the rule. You might be an alien. I don't believe in your whole thing that we came from different planets. But, yeah, okay. But to each their own.
All right, Victoria, that's very true. So, Victoria, what about you?
You know, I never really gave it any thought, truthfully, here or there. I totally am open to thinking that there's life on other planets and that maybe they visited us, maybe not. I never really thought anything about it until recently, within the last, like, 6 or 8 months, all of those stories of pilots confirming things and that they that the speed of things flying around planes, and there's so many incidents that have now come out. So that makes me kind of think, like, okay, maybe there really is something more to it. And that it can't all be weather balloons or military testing, you know, that there's something else going on when every pilot has the same kind of story and the same type of freaked out, you know, way of the encountering. Encounter. So I don't know. Maybe.
All right, Jennifer,
I'm more open-minded about it.
Jennifer in Southern California, everybody there believes.
Yeah, I think so.
That's why wine
is so
popular.
I think we're the only ones out there is kind of, I don't know, I think that's a bit crazy. I think there's obviously something. Whether or not they're here walking amongst us, who knows? But I did hear about a story over the weekend. I don't know if you guys caught this, but in any of the, and this sounds so silly, but in any of the alien shows that I watch, because I'm not one that, like, goes out and reads all about these alien conspiracies, but in any of the shows that I've watched about it, they always, there's this connection to Nazi Germany. Is that about right, Doug?
There are a lot of
stories around Nazi Germany, yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was hearing This weekend about this story of this guy who found out that he was actually one of three triplets. And apparently he was just hanging, like he was just somewhere in the middle of our country. And someone came up to him and said, Joe, how are you? And he said, oh, no, I'm not Joe. You have the wrong person. He goes, no, you are. You're my friend. And they argued back and forth. Well, it turned out that this person that approached him was actually friends with this guy's brother. And then they found out that there was another sibling. And they actually reunified all three triplets, even though none of them knew that they existed. And so I guess
all three were given up for adoption?
Yeah. And the story was that it happened in Germany, actually, and the mother had just decided to take part in this experiment, where I'm using air quotes, but you can't see me, where if the three of them were separated, if they would still develop the same personality types and how they would develop even if they weren't raised together and if they would be able to reunify.
You know the movie Boys from Brazil?
I never saw it. Is that what that's about?
Yeah, it's close. Well, if you go into the Captain America stories, the Marvel comics, and there's an allusion to this in at least a couple of the Captain America movies, the way the Germans manufactured people, mm-hmm. this was one of the big secrets of the war. It's like grabbing Wernher von Braun for our space program. The scientists who were involved in the speculative recreation of human beings in a test tube were brought to this country, too, after World War II. And then nobody knows where they went. It's like disappeared. Where did they go?
How old are these triplets? The old and dead now.
Yeah, they would be close to being gone. But mm-hmm. this kind of stuff has been, it's like if you have your mind. You do what you're comfortable with your mind. Some people are expansive thinkers. Some people are not. Some people, this would make them go bananas. But there is so much that's not explained in our reality. If you think that there aren't
the
UFOs...
Yeah, who's following those kids or those adults or whoever they were.
Yep, right. All right, so there's that. So more food for thought, more questions than answers in a matter of speaking. Let's get to the sports desk, find out what happened at the World Cup. Victoria, a lot of upsets. What's the big idea? Yeah. What's this outrage?
Well, the outrage was
Russians.
Russia beat Spain. Everybody was surprised by this. This happened on Sunday. They won 4-3 in penalty kicks, and so now they're going on to the quarterfinal. And they'll actually play against Croatia, who defeated Denmark in penalty kicks. That was a close match. Croatia won 3-2. Uruguay delivered a huge upset to the European champions, Portugal, defeating them 2-1, all the while possibly ending Portugal's star player Cristiano Ronaldo's bid for a World Cup. He had scored 4 World Cup goals so far, but then he came up empty against Uruguay. He looked kind of flat. He'll be 37 by the next World Cup, so there's a lot of speculation that this was his last one. France bumped Argentina out of the tournament 4-3. It was the first 4-3 score in World Cup history during regular play time. It didn't need any extra time. And Argentina's big star, Lionel Messi, exited his fourth World Cup without scoring a goal in the knockout round. And at 31, his future in the World Cup is uncertain since he'll be 35.
Talk about all these people
around
in their 30s that
Well, it's like the Olympics.
I can still do the same thing I could do when I was in my 30s. Why can't these people do it as they get older? What's the matter?
No one's saying that they can't, but at 35 and 37, to play soccer at that elite level, it's just almost unheard of.
Yeah, next to 21-year-olds. It's not a good look.
Yeah.
All right. Wilt the Stilts home in Bel Air, Jennifer, on the market. Let's go buy it.
You want to? You want to go in on it together, maybe? You can have the east wing, I could take the west wing, something like that.
7,100 square feet, I'll take 4,000, you get 3,000.
Oh, perfect. Then you can take 4,000 of the price. Here we go.
Basketball
Hall of Famer Wilt Chamberlain's L.A. mansion has been put on the market for $18.99 million. Last time I checked, that's about $19 million. According it's like $49.99, right?
Yeah,
according to the official Sotheby's listing, the Bel Air house is 7,158 square feet. It has 6 bedrooms and 6 full bathrooms. Very modest. In addition to the home space, Chamberlain had custom amenities like an only imagine.
Oh.
A chalkboard that ticks off his... Oh, just kidding.
That includes a mirrored
retractable. That's why they call him Wilt the Stilt.
Yeah, no kidding. That here we go. Includes a mirrored retractable ceiling in the master bedroom.
Of course.
And a moat-style swimming pool that obviously needs to be cleaned that extends into the living room. Definitely do some deep cleaning to whoever buys this house. It also has enough space to park 20 cars in the gated parking area, and it was the main residence for Chamberlain prior to his death in 1999. So there you go.
He had a reputation
He bragged about 20,000.
Yeah, right. 20,000 women. Okay. Chris Paul is signing a $160 million deal with the Rockets. So we were talking earlier about LeBron. There are lots of NBA free agents, and one wonders, that's a better deal, but he's younger than LeBron. That's a, how many years? Is that a five-year deal?
His is a four-year deal.
Four-year deal, too.
Yeah.
So he's making, is he better than LeBron? How come he's making more money than LeBron? Isn't LeBron's, what'd you say, 140?
You've got to pay a little more to make him go to Houston, I think.
Ah, okay. Who wants to go to Houston? Yeah. All right.
Well it's not that. I would go to Houston. But I think the team is probably, you know, yeah.
I think it just depends, too, how much money the team has or, you know, if they're going to be able to get one star versus multiple stars. So maybe if they only have money to get one star, then they'll pay a little bit more for that one. I don't know. Chris Paul is pretty good from what I've heard. But
he's great.
I'm just looking at some of the comments that are posted online, social media, for some of these guys and how it is that their value. And sports in general. People playing basketball, football. Now, we were talking earlier about minimum wage. These guys have a talent that without it, some of them would be making minimum wage. Just the way it is. Their intellectual quotient is not that good. But they found something that they were good at, so away they go. Life Change Tea is all organic. There is no caffeine in it. There is more energy in it. One of the greatest things. Here's something one of our listeners named Timothy said. Thank you. This is a miracle, this miracle tea you told us about. With every glass, I feel better and better. Lots more energy to do the things that it takes to keep me going. I plan on living on this tea for the rest of my life. We'll continue to add more teas, because there are. When you go to getthetea.com, the underscore that we have is Life Change Tea, but there are other teas and other things that they have. Life Change, different formulas. There's the Super Strength. Victoria and I were talking about that earlier. There are a couple of other different formulas, so you may want to check out what they have when you go online to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Use the discount code DJV. They'll ship it to you free. This is a game changer. All of us here have started drinking Life Change Tea. We talk about it on when we're yakking together off air about how good it makes us feel, what it does. It's not a sweet tea. I don't know. Do you put anything in it, Victoria, when you drink it?
No, I don't. It tastes like unsweetened iced green tea, because that's what I drink. So I'm not a sweet person, so I don't need that. So
you're telling us you're not a sweet person?
I am not.
Hard to believe.
I don't need that. I don't need any extra sweetness.
Are you
in my
sweet
tea.
Enough? I see.
Okay. Yes.
This is a good way to clean your body, really and truly. I get the whole system cleaned out. The underlying cause of disease is some of the crud that you have in your body, so let's clean it out. GetTheTea.com. Make sure you order Life Change Tea, but see the other things that are in there. Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. Use the code DJV. Cleanse your body. They'll ship it to you free with that code DJV at GetTheTea.com. 10 before the hour here on the DJV program.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation
patient analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter. And if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
We are never leaving you in the cold when it comes to information. It's Tech Talk time now, 53 past the hour. Monday's Tech Talk segment featuring an Amazon story. Why? How surprising that we have Amazon in the tech. Never in the technology story, right? Like
really?
Google.
Are you dissing my news? Because this is a really big story.
All right, let's get to it then.
If you have $10,000 and you want to be your own boss, Amazon has a really interesting deal for you. Starting this Thursday, people can apply to start your very own small business delivering Amazon Prime packages in Amazon-branded vans and uniforms. Amazon wants to help launch small businesses in the United States dedicated to taking its packages on the last leg of their journey. So basically, these people, these new businesses, will pick up packages from Amazon's local sorting centers and then be the final step in the delivery process to customers, whether it's the in-the-trunk delivery, in-the-home delivery, or just leaving packages on the front stoop. Amazon's new delivery service partners and their staff members won't be employed by Amazon. They will actually be independent businesses. The initial $10,000, that goes to starting a fleet of at least 5 delivery vans, and then they want people to ramp up to 20
vans. How do you
vans.
Do that with $10,000? $10,000 wouldn't buy you one-third of a new van.
Well, you don't have to put that much
down. Are you renting them from Amazon? Are they owning them and they're renting them from Amazon?
No, I don't think so. They're going to be branded, though, so you can buy whatever kind of van you want. That you don't have to buy a specific brand.
You're going to have the Amazon label on the van, but they're going to be your vans.
Exactly. And so Amazon has negotiated discounts for approved entrepreneurs, including lower rates on insurance, fuel, and leases for the Amazon vans. So they're going to be leasing. That's the answer there. It's not you're not buying.
I think I bet you they're leasing them from him. I bet this is a... Another. This is a great way. This is a fabulous way for them to write off more tools and equipment. So they buy a bunch of vans with their cash, and then they lease them out, and they make money. I bet you that
could be. Well,
Amazon. Yeah.
Amazon's also setting aside $1 million to specifically recruit and help military veterans become small business owners and partners, which is good. The business owners will be able to make as much as $300,000 a year in profit, is what Amazon is projecting. Now, that's while running a full-size fleet of 40 vans and managing 100 employees. So Amazon plans to bring on board.
That's not a lot of money for that government, all that work. But,
well, if you think about it, though, it's really not a lot of work. I would totally do this in a heartbeat because it's an app. Think about it this way. If you have 40 vans full with people driving to the fulfillment centers, the app tells you which packages to pick up and where to deliver them to, and that's it. You're your own boss at home. You don't have to be driving a van yourself. So if you're a small business owner making over $300,000 profit, now that's beyond your costs of paying employees, that's not bad at all.
Well, and see where it goes. Interesting idea. These people want to take over the world, man. They're all about, you talk about...
Well, Amazon's not going anywhere, so this is the smartest business partner. If you're going to partner up with somebody, this is really, you know, I think the way to go.
I'm not disagreeing with that. I'm just saying they're inveigling themselves into another aspect. This is, they've had a huge relationship with UPS, which goes up in smoke, or at least is diminished somewhat. I bet you watch UPS stock and FedEx stock today after this announcement. You watch.
Well, they also use the Postal Service, too. Yeah, they say that those agreements are going to remain in place while they get this up and running. However, Amazon's been paying bulk pricing to FedEx and UPS and to USPS, so it is definitely going to save them money having these people, having all these new businesses as delivery partners. It's a very smart move for Amazon, but it also creates a lot of jobs and creates business, you know, the small business sector in America is getting a huge leg up.
Well, it may create some jobs, but it's going to cost people their job at either FedEx or UPS because they've ramped up given their relationship with them. So it's, you know, maybe because they're expanding all the time, maybe it won't have that much impact. Let's wait and see. But it's an interesting idea for sure.
Well, they say over the next year, they're going to bring on hundreds more of these businesses. So the application process begins this Thursday.
Good. The Rock has launched the Project Rock headphones. What do these look like?
These are very cool looking. They're called the Project Rock headphones. They're actually, the name is the UA Sport Wireless. And that stands for Under Armour, which is the company that has partnered with The Rock and JBL speakers. He worked 2 years on perfecting these headphones. They're designed specifically for a hard gym workout. And The Rock said, I prefer training in over-the-ear headphones, which have been consistently disappointed in with every pair from every brand. So they just couldn't handle my workout. So I thought, I'm just going to design my own. And so they sync, they're wireless, they sync to your phone via Bluetooth, and they are priced at $250. They're available from Under Armour online and retail stores. However, they are currently sold out, so you have to wait for the next batch. But they're very popular online already.
Smart, smart, smart. The Rock is a smart cookie. It's 59 past the hour, DJV time.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.